right, let's see what they have.
Debbie Buckley and her 28-year-old son James were at Oppenheim Park in Niagara Falls Wednesday, going table by table, making introductions, and collecting business cards.
She told me about the job fair. So.
Yeah, I saw the job fair posting, and I said, you know, maybe there might be something you might be interested in. So he said, okay.
Yeah, so I just thought I'd stop by and check it out.
James Buckley had been working at Pizza Hut until the chain pulled out of Western New York last summer. Now that the COVID-19 positivity rate in New York is below 1%, Buckley hopes to get a part-time job while going back to school.
I'm looking again now that it's almost safe, basically.
Local employers hope there'll be more people like James Buckley looking for a job this summer as the region moves on from the worst of the pandemic. Unemployment in the Buffalo-Niagara region is currently at about 6%, while the New York State Department of Labor reports at least 12,000 job vacancies in Western New York, including over 1,000 job openings alone in fields like healthcare and manufacturing.
Because it just doesn't seem like there are enough candidates out there to fill the jobs that are open right now.
Don Jablonski is Niagara County's Director of Employment and Training. Wednesday was the fourth job fair his department has held since the pandemic began.
Despite unique recruiting efforts up to and including sign-on bonuses and flexible hours and trying to introduce some sort of childcare, they just can't seem to find the quality candidates that are necessary.
While some have blamed the weekly $300 in federal unemployment benefits, Jablonski says it's not just increased benefits that's keeping workers home. Some had legitimate concerns about COVID, while remote learning and daycare shortages has forced many working mothers out of the workforce.
So the women in the workforce are particularly hard hit.
Jablonski was encouraged that halfway through Wednesday's job fair, over 100 job seekers had already attended. That was good news for the 40 employers who set up shop, like New View Alliance, which operates everything from residential treatment facilities to children's group homes. New View Alliance recruiter Tim Shavers says it's always difficult to fill jobs in human services, but he's seen as much as a 75% drop in new applicants since the pandemic began.
I would say between both of our northern tier, which is the Lockport and Williamsville locations, that we probably have 30 positions that we could fill amongst all three of our shifts.
The chance to meet new candidates in person was welcome for Chavers, especially to interview for their entry-level youth support positions.
It's less about the credentials that those people bring to the table and more about their personality and their ability to connect with people. And so having a situation like this where you can chat with people gives an opportunity for them to really shine where they might not do that otherwise, say on a resume or an application.
For the Buckleys, James was interested in job openings for van drivers and a dental production company. His dream job is to work in the film industry, and he's enticed by the two proposed film studios coming to Buffalo.
The film studio, when it opens up, so you have to get all the training you need to, to do that. So he's going to go back to school at the same time, looking for a part-time job, actually trying to work in that industry.
The Niagara County Department of Employment and Training is offering companies up to $5,000 to help offset the salaries of new workers, as well as scholarships of up to $4,000 for students. Tom Dinkey, WBFO News.